So we learned from a former student that while she was a student for then Archbishop Keough High School in the mid-1980s, she was the alleged victim of sexual abuse by a teacher who has since returned to the school system and is teaching now at Seton Keough High School, which replaced Archbishop Keough on the same site. We met with Ms. Murtha, the teacher, earlier this week, and she admitted to the allegations and informed us of two other individuals, again, students from the mid-1980s, whom she abused.
And this individual, so this individual has admitted to everything. She has not been charged, but you are cooperating. And who is the civil authorities you're cooperating with?
So the alleged abuse took place at the school, which is in Baltimore City, and at the retreat house, our retreat house in Sparks, which is in Baltimore County. So we reported the allegations to both Baltimore County and Baltimore City Police. We received permission to interview the victim and interview the accused. And we informed them of the additional allegations that that Ms. Murtha admitted to. So our investigation is really parallel to theirs. We certainly defer to them and cooperate fully with them. And once they've given us permission to do our own investigation, which they've done, we proceed with our process, which is to immediately terminate after reporting and to seek other victims, which, you know, obviously we hope and pray there are not. But understanding that typically in these kinds of cases, there are other victims. And when you have someone who's got at least a 30-year history of teaching young people, there certainly was the opportunity.
It's an 800 number that you list in the release, and we've posted that at our website for victims, suspected victims, to report. What is the general reaction to the Archdiocese to this news?
Well, we sent letters home earlier today to all the current families of Seton Keough High School. Too early to know their reaction. The hope is that parents will have conversations with their daughters, and if there was any such behavior, that they would come forward with that information so that we could offer counseling assistance. Obviously, we hope that's not the case, and then we hope that with the help of the media that we'll be able to reach the many other then children, now adults, who would have, you know, been taught by her or may have had her when they visited the retreat house at some point over the last 30 years.